Podcast. It is the Velvet Pouch.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR, the Truckee River, and that fucking construction on Arlington Avenue. It's the worst little podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Woo! And then my good friend Pat's here in the co-pilot chair. We got Dogwater Dick in the back. And this awesome band called The Velvet Pouch.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
What's going on, guys?
Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
That was some dreamy fucking bullshit you just played for us.
That was rad, dude. Like, Rick, you go first because this seems like it's up your alley the most.
Yeah, well, like ethereal kind of like step back and enjoy, kind of like wave your cigarette and dance when see the tracers from the LSD you took, kind of like smoky nightclub, kind of, yeah.
Speaking of that, I totally craved a clove the other day.
Dude, that's so weird that you would say that. I was walking through the medical office I work at, and I thought I smelled cloves, and it just made me think,
can you even
oh my God,
those?
Cloves? You have to be able
Dude,
to.
Dude, I've never had one. Those
really?
Sound great.
The, you know,
I don't know,
it was the
are
funny thing. You
no,
would,
cigarettes are horrible. And
cigarettes are horrible.
Cigarettes are even
are worse.
Worse.
They even, have, back in the day when you really? Smoked cigarettes, we didn't know that they we didn't we knew how bad they were for us, but we didn't really get it. And then, but even then, people were like, "Oh, but cloves are the worst. Don't fucking smoke those." But they smelled so good, and after you would smoke them, your lips would be sweet. And,
yeah, they give it a little numbness too.
They have
yeah.
they have fucking fiberglass in them.
Oh. They did. All,
yeah.
And did you hear that on AI?
That
no, I heard that when I was 12 when I had my first
Did your arms?
Did your mom tell you that? She wanted you to stay
Do
away.
Do cloves?
No.
I don't
it was
know.
My friends.
I don't know if
they're smoking them behind the convenience store.
He's like, I don't know if they're still available either. I mean, I haven't smoked one in
I worked at
decades,
a vape store for so long. I worked at a vape store for so long, and a bunch of people asked.
Yeah.
For cloves?
A bunch of old heads. They
yeah,
were all like,
yeah,
like
but you didn't have them?
No, never.
No, no.
Nobody ever ordered them. Hmm. And they. I think, I don't know. I don't know if they're hard to get or anything.
I'm for sure getting a pack of clothes after this.
I know.
They, I want it makes they, you want to go to 7-Eleven right now.
I forgot that.
No,
existed.
They're not at 7-Eleven. Some guy was like, I've been to every place in town and I can't find a pack.
No way.
No, I
so
remember.
So it's like olden days stuff that doesn't exist anymore.
I think Obama made them illegal. And I'm not even kidding. No, he banned flavored cigarettes, and that included the cloves because it had that little tasty,
like big yummy meals in school.
Cloves were crazy too because you could smoke a third of it and be like, "I'm fucking good," and then put it out, and then you have two thirds more cigarette later on.
And then you have a okay. sweet little treat on your lips afterwards.
Oh yeah, and a nice sweet little treat.
Are they like potent like that?
Dang. Yes,
they gave you a buzz, man.
Oh
yeah.
My God. They
At
were
first.
Banned since September 22nd, 2009.
I fucking
under
told
the Family
you.
Family Smoking Prevention
I
and
told
Tobacco
you.
Control Act.
It was Obama's fault. Thanks,
it prohibited
Obama.
Flavored cigarettes because including except menthol. Oh, except menthol.
Except.
So because it makes it fun for kids.
Yeah,
oh
me.
Oh my God.
12 years old behind a convenience vapes? Store.
I got a.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I had no idea.
What about
I
should have
got those
times?
When I was in Europe.
We have to. You have to go to the black market now for them.
Well, what about prime times? I feel like.
Yeah,
are
prime
not...
times are disgusting.
Yeah,
oh, it
dude.
Says here the clove flavored cigars,
oh, cigar,
like the
though.
Jarum, are still sold. So that
but cigars
doesn't...
are kind of gross. A little
yeah.
bit. Like
yeah.
the like gas station ones at least.
It's all kind of gross. It's just once you've yeah. done it, you get that urge like out of the blue.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like it was weird.
I know.
I haven't
yeah.
smoked
I hadn't
forever.
Thought about a clove in like 10 years, and now I want one really badly. Anyways, you guys wrote that music having never smoked a clove?
Amazing. Amazing.
Sounds yeah, it sounds Basically. Like music I would want to smoke a clove to.
How'd you do it?
Pall Malls and American Spirit Black.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's close. I think yeah. American Spirit Black is probably the closest
yeah.
to like the intensity of a clove.
Well, really?
We yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go around the room so oh, yeah. Yes. our listening audience can get an idea of your voice and who you are and what you play in the band. And we'll start over here.
Awesome. I'm Alex. I'm the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
wait, what else am I supposed to say?
Elaborate?
Just like a fun fact.
That's good.
I just want you to know, Alex,
like
that was the
drums.
Bare minimum that you needed to say.
He did great. He did great.
Yeah. yeah. But just so you know, the rest of you, that's the bare minimum.
Yeah. What's your fun fact?
You know?
Yeah.
I'll try to step it up.
Yeah, step it up, dude.
I'm Vance. I play guitar.
Cool.
on, this guy.
What else you got?
I like to play guitar, man.
Ayo.
Just hang out, play guitar, escape the reality, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn
yeah. yeah, I got you. Yeah. yeah.
There's a man who understands that embellishment is the essence of good storytelling.
Exactly.
Oh, good job. Okay.
Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm the singer. I do nothing else. I'm lazy, and I just sing. And my fun fact is that Vance is wearing a red shirt.
True.
That is fun. Nice.
That is fun. Well,
my
yeah.
fun fact is Alex is wearing a St. Patrick's
yeah,
Day
it,
shirt.
Yeah, it actually says I wear this every St. Patrick's Day, and it's
and it's no, I don't, it's nowhere close.
Yeah. We're like right in the middle of it just happening, and it's coming up.
Yeah. I wear my Cryptilians Halloween shirt all year round. Nobody questions it. They're just like, oh, that's a Cryptilian shirt.
That's awesome.
But it's a pumpkin on the front, so.
Yeah. Sometimes I wear that Halloween movie shirt. I don't know if that counts, right? Because it's a movie.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the yeah, no.
Halloween is cool
when you're not on when it's not Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that's so true. You wear that all the time, and it's well,
actually Halloween this year is going to be on Friday the 13th.
Oh shit!
For the first time.
Well, there's your fun fact. Dude.
Yeah,
there's a thousand years.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been over a thousand.
Yeah,
years.
It's been over. Yes,
is that true?
That is true.
Yeah.
did we get you, sir? Hey, Mr. Ajax.
Oh
yeah,
no,
we forgot one.
Hi, I'm Ajax. I play the bass, and. I keep it booming.
True.
You sure do.
Do you guys ever hear of a band called Sky Cries Mary?
Sky Cries Mary.
No.
I don't know. You
kind of remind me of them too. They're from like the 90s.
Dude, that's really sick. Thank you. I feel very embarrassed to say that I haven't.
Look them up. They're kind of like you guys with the ethereal and the mm-hmm. kind of long, dreamy singing. Yeah.
I mean, based on hearing one fucking song.
Dude, thanks.
I could totally switch it up on the next song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making
yeah,
a lot of assumptions.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean,
wonder what it's going to be. How did you guys all meet?
Me and Maddie knew each other in middle school.
Yeah, we dated in middle school, and then we got back together. And then me and Alex, we also met in middle school, but I thought he was really annoying. And then we went to high school together, and then... Me and Vance, we had each other on Instagram.
Yeah, Vance found Alex,
I
and
met
Alex,
Alex
found Vance.
He asked me for a cigarette at a show, and then he offered
cloves?
Me. It was not a clove, man.
American
I was like,
spirits.
I was like, yeah, no, I was like 15, dude. I thought Newports were cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was like, I really needed a cigarette, and I saw like this cool guy smoking a cigarette alone on the wall. And
he
like,
offered me a bong, but that's how I met everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex called me. He was like, yo, I just met some guy. He said he knows you. And I was like, what? And then we all just hung out. And then we all just, I mean, friends.
Yeah. And then you started
that's
a band.
Cool.
Mm-mm.
No, not yet. So
that was kind of him originally. It was
Vance.
That was me. Yeah, originally I started this band Evangeline, and I was like 16. You know, we had our fun, but it wasn't too serious and everything. So like, someone would leave, and then a friend would join. Another friend would join. So we kind of like assembled over time.
Yeah. And
until it was like I was the only one left. And I was like, man, this isn't even what we're doing anymore. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, what happened is the main guy who had like the house and stuff left town. And then it all started to fall apart.
He had a jam shed we would use.
Yeah. And then,
after that,
to school.
Yeah, it was hard to find a place to jam.
Yeah. And then
HOA up my ass.
How old were you guys?
Could you smoke cigarettes in the jam shed? Or no?
Fuck yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Fuck
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
You
that's
could.
Amazing.
But it was really stressful really because his dad was the one that built the shed.
Yeah.
And he would always watch us while
he'd
we
smoke
practiced.
Cigars. Though,
yeah, but
just, like,
they also had a
it.
Pee urinal like in the corner. Like it was like a big funnel, like that you put in
right
the car,
the
and it just a hole in the wall, and it would just hold up.
It
and
took me
all
a few
the,
months to get comfortable.
Yeah,
using it.
All the dudes would just awesome. Everybody's getting drunk, and then somebody's just in the corner taking a piss. And
yeah, that's
just
where
going
I learned
outside.
To play drums. I like did
it's
I didn't
awesome.
Play drums before, and then like everyone was just there jamming, and I was like, you know what? Drums looks like so much fun. I want to play music with people.
Nice. What started first, the monthly like jams or like the weekly jams?
We originally started doing like monthly jams, and then a few of us were like, yo, let's start a band. But we were still like, after that too, we'd have practice, but we'd also have like jam nights with like a bunch of people. Like even
all
a few like there's a bunch of local bands that started in that shed, honestly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like everybody was kind of comfortable jamming with each other, and that kind of that was a really cool moment.
It was a really big community thing, and it was really awesome. Like, everybody, I met so many people.
Want to shout out some name of bands?
Yeah. So, some of them are not around anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them, yeah.
I would say Bender World. would say maybe.
They came. Yeah, they I don't know.
No, actually, no. I think they
like hung out a whole blanket. Bunch
yeah, they. I think
that's a great name.
Yeah, you say meat blanket.
Cool. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and then just a few other bands.
Yeah, we'd meet like so many people, and there was just always like always something happening, always music coming out of the shed, and always people talking and partying, and it was awesome. But it kind of just came to a halt when he moved, and members would leave and come and go, and we kind of just ended up rebranding totally, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah, and then
I used to live in what was we called the Banshin, and it seems very similar to that.
The Banshin.
Yeah, it was two bands living and just partying all the time.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, and like what was cool about it was that the landlord was like this construction company that was just going to tear down the house and build apartments later. So they didn't give a fuck about what we did back
then. Mess it up.
Yeah.
No, and there's a picture. It's like literally the entire yard is covered with like bottles and cans and shit.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
We're about to get a Banshin too.
We're about to get a Banshin.
Signing a lease less than a month.
Yeah,
in like 2 weeks, man. It's crazy.
All four
popped
of you guys
up on us.
You gonna live together?
Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah,
it's
fucking cool. And get a van.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a hearse.
We have
a van.
We have a hearse.
A truck. All of it, dude.
Yeah, on a truck. Yeah, and a truck.
Another Cadillac.
Yeah, and then a old Cadillac. And
we just need the time,
network, and hit the road when you.
Yeah. What more do you guys need? You guys are good to go.
Money,
and the money.
Yeah, we need about like. Maybe like
a little bit of capital to get going.
$26,000.
Maybe just something around that.
What do you need $26,000 for? You got that itemized?
Kickstarter. Just to get us out of here.
Yeah.
Get us out on the road, and we'll get touring, and we'll do whatever we want. And we'll get famous and rich.
Well, I hope it's international.
We're just kidding.
Yeah, no, we just think we're gonna go to Utah with it. That's it.
Great
just, scene.
Yeah,
we're gonna record our album.
I don't want to give you guys unsolicited advice, but I think you could go on tour for a lot less than 20.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I think if you get started with like $300, you might
easy.
Well, I also maybe just need to disappear with it.
Oh,
maybe the band will break up right after. That's really.
Yeah, I think the last time we played an out of town show, we all had $500 in total. And that's just how we played it. That's how we got out there and stayed out there.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I even had like just 40 bucks and
yeah,
kind of just
I had another 40. We had $80 total.
Yeah, you can always make it work. As long as you can get out there.
Where have you played?
Santa Cruz.
That's like
just Santa
the only
Cruz.
Place
like,
we play
yeah,
out
like
of town,
three
really.
Shows, I think, in total out in Santa Cruz.
Which venue?
We just love it.
We've played the Sabrosa. We played a house on King Street. And
that's it.
We did the Sabrosa twice.
We were like
Sabrosa.
A house party thing.
No. Yeah.
It was really cool.
Sabrosa.
Our friend Jesse, I think, works, I don't know if he still does, but at the Blue Lagoon.
Really?
In Santa Cruz, you ever heard of that one?
Oh, I think
we walked
past
it. We walked past it a lot because I remember seeing it, and there was always music happening. Mm-hmm. Always, always.
That's like equal to like the Cellar, you know, where they have different kinds all the time. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and other venues around here. Let's hear another song. What do you got next for us, you guys?
Oh crap!
I think we should do Nout.
Yeah, let's switch the vibe.
Let's switch the vibe.
We'll do Nout.
Yeah.
nice, you guys.
Thanks. So cool. It's like a little Jesus and Mary chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally thought that. I was like, this is just enough reverb to be like Jesus, Mary, Jane.
Dude, fuck yeah.
I was still getting a little bit of a clove cigarette vibe. What about you guys?
Oh, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. The whole album reeks of clove cigarettes.
I want to say to any listener, if you could hand deliver a pack of clove cigarettes to Rick's house.
Yeah. We'll give you a free Patreon subscription.
Exactly, yeah. I will pay for your Patreon subscription.
Yeah.
For a month.
That's a, for a year, what is that? That's a $60 value.
Yeah, $60 value. Yeah, if you have a pack of clove cigarettes from before 2009, drop it off.
2008.
I apologize. Yeah.
Who are your influences? You guys go around and everybody, tell me, one of your favorite artists and that you feel like contributes to this band or something like that. Wherever we want to start.
Okay.
Let's start on the other side with Ajax. You go first.
I don't know if there's like one artist. I guess there's just like a type of music that I like generally I like slower and like heavy stuff. That's like, I don't know. I like doom music and I like creepy music that's like kind of like has a bunch of tension in it and is super like spacey. It's just I like a type of sound and stuff from it.
Yeah, you guys have a sound, that's for sure. It's fucking great.
Thank you,
Maddie.
Thank you.
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. There's like a little bit of almost like everything. I really like. I like Dead Can Dance a lot. I like Cocteau Twins.
That album.
You know what's fucking crazy? I told my wife that today. She's like, well, what's it like? And I'm like, it's kind of like that chick from Cocteau Twins with something else.
Yeah,
it's
just a little bit. Yeah, like a little less. Wow, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
We really listened to it right when we were writing those ones.
Yeah,
too.
And so I really like a lot of like Virgin Prunes and like Skinny Puppy, but I don't incorporate that much as much, obviously. But like, I don't know. I have like a lot of, I just kind of give everybody ideas too, you know? I'll be like, hey.
Do you have a favorite Skinny Puppy album?
I don't know.
I feel like this is kind of.
I'm really picky and choosy, you know.
Yeah, no, because
really,
some of it really sucks.
Yeah, some of it really sucks. I can't lie. Some of it really fucking blows.
Oh my God.
And sometimes the samples, like I'm listening to it and they say some like super outrageous stuff and I'm just like, what did he just say?
Yeah,
I'm like,
why
did
you
put that in there? Yeah. I don't know. I really like Ministry too. I really like them. They're a little less like heavy on the samples and stuff like that.
Did you see them when they came to town like 2 years ago? They played with Gary Newman.
I didn't.
Fucking
great. I saw that. I was really I saw it way too late though.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, by the way, this is happening like in 2 days. And I was like, oh.
Yeah,
I can't do anything. Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool.
I had a Glitter Bats show that night. And I was pretty bummed about that. It's like, you know, got to play instead of.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Yeah, seriously.
Dude, I don't even know where to start. I mean,
say the Beatles and we'll move on.
Yeah. No, I dig a lot of jazz and like psychedelic rock, stuff like that. Especially when the two can be mixed, whether it's like some Coltrane or like Bitches Brew or some like Pharoah Sanders. That's kind of more up my alley. And I like a lot of the chord structures and stuff that's found in jazz. It's something alternate that you can apply to your own expression and just how you play something a little different each time.
Yeah,
I think
for sure.
That's what I dig a lot.
Yeah, cool.
Alex.
Well, for me, I don't know. So I haven't really learned too many covers. I kind of just like played as I learned.
We threw them in there.
Yeah. I didn't really know too much, so I haven't really learned too many covers of any songs.
Well, what music do you like?
You're a blank slate.
Yeah.
That's perfect for
that. Yeah, no, I really like, I really love jazz. I'm a big Joe Chambers fan. I like John Bonham a lot. I think his drumming's really solid.
Yeah.
But obviously, I'm still learning, so.
Cool.
I'm really excited to develop more.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have a lot of cool influences, so.
He's got his reggae and all sorts of grooves down.
I got a couple.
Some bossa nova.
You got some bossa nova, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a bossa nova.
Cool.
That's the first thing I learned on guitar because I
like a boss.
How's the house scene in Reno or locally? Is there one?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
like
the house scene, like house
shows. Yeah, like house shows.
Oh, well, there's no house shows.
I mean, there's few.
I don't know. No, there's not very many.
There's plenty. There's plenty, but there's very few in between, and it's really hard to like find them.
Well, it sucks because they'll be alive and well for a few months, and then it gets shut down. Whether it's
like
just the situation, it's mostly young people's houses.
Yeah,
yeah, and like so you know. There's a lot of like sound complaints and like HOA like regulations and old fees heads. And stuff like that. Yeah, and like I just think it's like a lot to deal with, you know, as like a young homeowner. Like I totally wouldn't want to deal with my neighbors like hating me and hating my guts either.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Rick, you want to just chime in? I mean, like Rick has a studio here, so he had to make good with all the neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's super important to have a good relationship with your neighbors when you're planning on having bands playing drums in your house for nights a week.
Yeah. From jazz to death metal.
Yeah. You know, like,
everything in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I first moved here, I was filled with anxiety because my old neighborhood, I knew all the people around me and they knew what I was doing and they supported me and it was fine and it was fun. Mm-hmm. And then moving here, I was like, what the hell is going to happen? And then I brought a boombox in and set it in the living room and stood outside the house just to hear how loud it would be before I ever moved in. And you could hear through the wall like there was no wall. Mm. Like it just like played. Yeah. It was like this is the cheapest fucking wall construction that they could have done. Well, they weren't building the houses to have noise inside.
Yeah.
They didn't care. Like literally you could have heard somebody talking through the wall. So yeah, added all these layers of drywall, did all this stuff. And even after all that, after the first couple weekends, and it was this one particular drummer who claims that he drums loud because the wood in his snare makes him loud, and I think it's because he hits his snare too hard.
Yeah,
but whatever. But he was here a couple weeks in a row, and the first note came from a neighbor, and it was just like, "What the hell are you doing over there? You can't do this."
And well, then, I would say, "Come and fucking take it."
I would not. See, that's exactly the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
So then I sent him a note back that said, "Can we please talk? Could you call me? This is my phone number." And we talked about it. And I told him that I wouldn't be able to pay my rent if he didn't let me drum.
Yeah,
and is there any way that we could work this out?
Yeah.
And luckily at that point, the people who had lived here before had a weed yard.
Oh.
I don't mean like marijuana. I mean like it was nothing but weeds.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so I had started like keeping the yard nice.
Yeah.
And that, I think that counted for something. And he fucking said... Yeah. And I was like, so please. And he said, you know what? I work graveyard and I need to sleep during the day, but I will wake up earlier to give you a chance to play drums at your house. Wow. Can you do it from only 5 to 10? So we reached a compromise and that has stuck with it till now. But that's the difference between like jumping on it and being a dick and jumping on it and trying to fucking work with somebody.
Yeah.
Bring some cookies over.
Exactly. And to this day, we're really good friends. And he'll get a pizza and like bring us half of it. He'll say, I got a whole pizza. I'm not going to eat the whole thing. You guys want half of it? And we meet at the fence, and he gives us half a pizza.
Nice.
So
our neighbor's
awesome.
Super sweet, and he puts up with all this crap and all these people.
That is so awesome. Yeah.
The house shows make that a little bit of difficulty because there's like a couple dozen drunk children screaming in the backyard.
Oh, exactly.
And it's not going to stop at 10.
Yeah.
No, there's no way it's stopping at 10. No.
Yeah.
If you had a basement, you need a basement for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people think that it's such a big liability too, you know, which I mean totally. But I mean, there's plenty of house venues. I think we have like 4 or 5 right now, maybe even like 6.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, there's like...
There's only a war of like the pirate punks and...
Yeah.
That's about the only one I can think of.
I know that there's the Yard, that's like a newer one. Maybe
it's
like a year
house.
Or two. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then our friends, I think Vicare opened one too.
Really?
Dudes from Vicare.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So,
it's like black metal. And
Fuck yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I think there's like also like a hardcore one too that everybody goes to now. I think our good friend Ezreal's boyfriend's friends just like started doing something over there. I don't know.
There's lots of opportunity.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of stuff that goes on out here.
Cool, man. Yeah. The scene's alive. It's good to have some young you know, fresh faces in the studio.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Hear Dude. About what's going on, all the stuff we don't know about. You
Dude,
know?
No, thanks That's for having us. Here. Yeah, it's really great cool. to be here. It's awesome.
All right, Rick, give me that old-timey music.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz. What we do when we have new people on the show, welcome to the Dogwater Studios and the Worst Little Podcast, is we have the Worst Little Quiz. And we're going to ask you some questions to get to know you better. Some will be long form, and at the end we'll do some this or that's. All right, here we go. Okay. Let's start with Ajax. The standard celebrity road trip question. You're going on a road trip across the country, and you can pick a famous person. Not necessarily, you know, whatever, music, rock and roll, fucking anybody you want to go across the country. And what car are you driving in? Ajax.
I think I'd choose Al Cicerano's. And what car did you say?
Yeah.
Like
a huge, huge van. Huge, huge, like a camper van.
Cool.
Be able to sit on in the back and just chill.
Nice. Take breaks. And
take
chill.
Turns.
Yeah, yeah. Very good. Maddie, same question.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. I know the car for sure. It would be a 2001 Cadillac DeVille Hearse. Okay. And I think maybe my celebrity would be like alive or dead.
Don't matter.
Does it matter?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Ooh.
It's all fantasy.
Maybe John F. Kennedy. I don't know.
I think that's the first time anyone's ever said.
No, dude,
ever I've got. I wow. have a new quiz question
no
regarding Kennedy later that I've never said any before. So we'll put a pin in that. We'll be back to Kennedy later.
Dude, Vance.
Well, I don't know. Volkswagen, like those Volkswagen vans, have always been kind of cool.
Yeah,
I've always
that's a good
those.
One.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like I don't even know many famous people now. Like, I'm so out of the loop. So, Nikola Tesla sounds like a cool guy to just.
That would be a fucking insane road trip.
Just Nikola listening Tesla to. I'm not even. I'll put in one or two words, but I'm gonna just listen.
That's a
and
fucking
drive.
Crazy answer, dude.
Yeah,
but we don't know. Just like,
Tesla
or
JFK.
Dude, but
answer.
Some smart people are just dumb to be with. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I take
totally.
Over, like Einstein, though.
Like, what if he was just talking to birds the whole time? That's
I mean, like,
you know
there's
I mean?
Like,
man, have you ever looked at a dollar
that?
Bill, man? Yeah. Like, it could just be dumb. Like, that's yeah. I hate that one.
Could you imagine Dennis Hopper on retro? Like the Frank Booth Dennis Hopper?
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah.
Easy Rider Dennis Hopper? Or fucking Apocalypse Now Dennis Hopper? That's the guy.
Oh God.
Anyway,
blue
Alex,
ribbon.
What you got?
For me, I think I'm gonna have to go with the Volkswagen bus too. It's just so nice.
Okay.
Nice and classic.
Who I'd probably take is Yusef Lateef. He's like a flute player. He's been like one of my favorite artists right now. And
cool.
It'd just be nice to, you know, maybe play something with him.
Yeah.
Do a little comp.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Chilling, hanging great out. Answers all around.
Ajax, what constitutes the perfect breakfast?
Hash browns, eggs. Hot sauce,
yep.
And I like biscuits and gravy a lot.
It's a great part.
Really good one.
Solid.
Yeah. Comfort.
Maddie.
Steak. I really like red meat in the morning. I really like any sort of protein in the morning. And maybe some quaaludes cut up into fours.
They still make that?
I'm sorry, steak and quaaludes is the answer?
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah. Just the two. Sometimes I like to grind them up and put them on a seasoning.
I'm trying to think of what type of day I'm going to have if I'm starting with steak and fucking quaaludes.
A great one. A really good one.
Oh, shit. That's a great answer. All right.
Well,
Vance.
You got to have two eggs every day, each morning. That's the necessity.
Okay.
Give me like some toast, and I appreciate a nice yogurt bowl. Give me some fruits, give
Ew.
Me some granola, throw in some honey.
Yeah,
you know, make it fun each morning. It's a fun bowl.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
sounds good. Alex,
Yeah,
I've been eating a lot of Mediterranean bowls in the morning.
Ooh,
like Greek yogurt and like feta
yeah.
and olive oils and olives,
Damn.
Different kinds of proteins.
Sounds
it's
delicious.
Really nice. Like, yeah. It's like you can eat it three meals a day.
Yeah, that sounds
all
great.
All three meals.
You can do that with quaaludes, too.
For a while.
Yeah.
Right.
Rick, you're up.
What is your most memorable story from middle school? And we will begin with Vance.
Vance.
Oh, dude.
Oh, God.
I got outed in middle school, and then the guy came out to me like a few months later, and I told his girlfriend, and he was really mad.
Oh wow!
But he outed me, so it's like, meh.
That's like a story of double betrayal.
Yeah, I got him good.
But I mean,
that's
poor
hilarious.
Girl.
Maddie's blushing right now.
I just there's so many I can't think of one. I can't think of which one's the best. Give me a second.
Okay, we can go to Ajax. In the interim.
The craziest? What is it?
Oh, most memorable.
Most memorable.
So it could be good, it could be bad, it could be wild, it could be just somber and sweet.
Tender.
Yeah.
It was really fun when me and my friend went to the park and we listened. We didn't like know anything about music, but I like was like, this is like crazy like music my dad showed me. So we listened to like Time and like smoked like pot hella for like 2 hours.
Like
Pink
Floyd?
Yeah. And we walked out and I was like, is this a dream, man?
Yeah.
I feel like I was there. Thanks for that.
I know.
Yeah, no, I felt that exact same thing. I was like, I feel like that's such a relatable story. It really is.
And then we went to the store. We got some candy for free.
Do you remember what kind of candy?
Dude, it was like my friend stuffed like a fucking gum thing like in his like shoulder in the sleeve. He was a hooligan.
Oh,
and so he did that and he grabbed like a 2-pound bag of gummy bears.
How the fuck did he steal a 2-pound bag of gummy
bears? He put them in his fucking pants. And I was set. I said I can't do that. I laid down on the bench outside and I was like, holy shit, I'm so stoned. And he came back and he was just like, shaboom. It was a fat bag of gummy bears, dude.
Nice and warm.
Alex.
Okay, Alex. Oh,
gosh. I guess I can tell another funny pot smoking story. I was in middle school with one of my buddies and it was like, it's snowing real hard and we didn't want to go outside. So we're like, let's just try to climb out the bathroom window and just like blow it out the bathroom window. And it was like pretty high too. And it's like this glass door and then like a metal part on top. So I was like, I'll just put all my weight on like the metal part and then we'll smoke the weed. And then so we did that. We were like laying on top of the shower and like blowing the smoke out the window. And then we get off and then we go inside and we go to bed. And then the next day he like wakes up to go shower. But like from all the weight that we had put on it, like the second he touched the glass, it just exploded everywhere.
Oh my God.
And my parents were like, go home. You need to go home, to my friend saying he needed to go home. And then immediately after, they're like, the neighbors like caught you smoking weed out the window. And it's all shattered, so we're even more mad at you. So,
dude, you would think as a parent, you'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe that those doors could have killed somebody. Like something, like you would think like, man, we were one time.
No,
we
it's
were,
the it's the neighbors, man. They let them know. That,
so that's why.
Fucking narcs, dude.
Man, because we like we got high and we were in the kitchen and we were young and we were like swinging on the cabinets in the kitchen, like the cabinets out, hanging on them, swinging back and forth, like never meant to handle that. And the entire top cabinet section above the stove came like not just one, like all of them in one piece just came slamming down with all the stuff inside of it falling everywhere, and it was so bad. When my dad came home, he was like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys could have been hurt. This is so and we never said, we were like, oh my God, it just fell. We just don't even know why. Like, it wasn't like we were all hanging on it. Like,
wait, were you children or were you getting high with your friends?
I was like 14, 15, so I was old enough to be smoking weed, but not. And then there were other kids there that were not that old, so.
Okay.
But yeah.
And I was in 8th grade, and just smoking weed really does turn you into a hooligan. I'm like, I don't want to have kids because I know they're going to be 13 smoking weed and I'm going to have to act like I didn't do it.
And when they break that shower, you're going to just have to be like, man, I deserve this.
Yeah, exactly.
Touche, universe.
Right.
Maddie.
I have a lot of them, but I was pretty edgy, so I don't know if they're very appropriate. But one time I ran into a glass door in middle school and I broke it at my grandparents' house and they were really, really mad. Like, so mad.
I mean, everybody runs into a
glass door. Everybody does it at least once.
But it usually doesn't break.
I can't really think of any good ones.
Did it shatter? Were you okay?
Yeah, I was fine. It shattered, but none of it hit me. I was like in a hoodie and like khakis, I'm trying to think
you're
of like
Christian
one that's
in
like
middle school.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that's kind of what I was gonna say too. I missed the bus one time because my friends were like, "Hey, get off the bus and come hang out with us, and we'll get you a ride home." And I was like, "Sure thing." And so I got off the bus and I had no fun because I was just like, "Oh my god, my parents are gonna be so mad at me." And then I got like a ride home from some like random guy, to be honest.
Oh
like,
my god, you could have been murdered.
I know. Yeah, basically.
So you
just
like hitchhiked?
Yeah.
Is that like?
Yeah, because
oh
her parents
god
weren't home. Yeah, it was like horrible. And her parents, she was like,
"Wait,
I can
you were
get
like,
you."
And you were a little kid. Like nobody yes picks up a little kid and doesn't murder
yes
them. That's weird.
Yes, I know. He was like, I think maybe a high schooler, to be honest, because
oh
he stopped
god
and he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I need a ride home." And I was like crying, like I had like snot down my chin because I was like, "My parents are gonna be so mad." And he gave me a ride home, and I didn't tell him where I lived.
Oh my god!
So.
Can you imagine if your parents knew that you were doing that?
Oh no,
that
they knew. Oh no, they knew. But they were like, "Where were you?" And I was like, "I was out." And they were like, "How did you get home?" And I was like, "Some guy picked me up and." Like, I didn't
god
leave the house for, like, 3 months. I was not allowed to leave for, like, 3 months.
Like,
it was,
clearly, you don't understand the world.
Yeah, seriously. And, you know, it was a really bad call on my part, but...
Yeah, well,
I mean,
that
he was really cool. He was
like
nice.
I mean, do you even listen to true crime?
I didn't when I was younger, no.
Too much.
Yeah, no. I always, I don't know. I was really stupid, to be honest. I guess that's the only way I can explain that.
Oh, we're glad you made it here.
Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, everyone's learning, but you can't,
yeah,
blame, you know.
No more free rides.
Take, you know, live fast, take chances.
Yeah.
And then slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
If you figure out what that's like.
Oh, Nick, we got to find out what the best burger in Reno is.
Yeah, what's the best burger in Reno? Let's start with Maddie.
Juicy's. Juicy's.
Juicy. Now, do you say you still love it?
Two Juicy's.
You still love it on McCarran now that the Wells one is gone?
I don't go to the one on McCarran. I actually go to the one that's down, like, on, Glendale. It's in Sparks, like, kind of off the freeway, just, like, by the St. Vincent Swift thrift store.
Yeah, another one. Yeah,
yeah. I go there. I work right there, and my grandpa knows the guy, and he's really, he makes
a
mean burger.
He's a classic man.
He makes a mean burger, dude.
Fuck
seriously,
yeah.
So mean.
I love Juicy's. Great,
so good.
Very, very common answer.
Yes.
I don't know if it qualifies as maybe the best, but I dig In-N-Out. You can get a $4 or $5 burger.
A lot of people pick that.
Give me like.
And now it's the
really
second.
Fresh. Yeah. It's fresh.
It's fresh. It's not the worst for fast food.
The burger is great. I wish they had better fries and I wish they had ranch.
Seriously.
Just skip the fries, get like 2 or 3 burgers.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's as bad as her hitchhiking.
No,
dude,
two,
and he only
burgers
gets ketchup on them too.
Hey,
oh my god.
2-3 burgers, dude. It's the way to go.
No,
yeah,
I could
seriously
see that.
For like
I want my carbs.
$3
with salt.
I want In-N-Out really bad.
Alex,
I have to go with In-N-Out. I just love In-N-Out, and I feel like if you're out of town and you need a good burger and you're like, "Oh, I don't want to try anything new." You can just go to In-N-Out. In-N-Out's everywhere.
You're a trusting place on the West.
Good
Coast.
Bathrooms too. Good bathrooms, seriously. Good bathrooms. The only bathrooms I'll stop at on a road trip. Always clean.
Yeah. Man, they treat their workers like the military down there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Alex, how do you think the show's going so far?
I think it's going great. I'm having a great time. I'm enjoying my time. I'm having a good time with you guys. Thank you.
Excellent.
I think it's pretty solid. I'm kind of in the middle ground where I kind of have to pee, but I also kind of don't.
I know, I have to pee so bad.
So it's like, I could maybe pee right now, but I also don't really need to. I'm just kind of sitting.
We're coming up on a song
sitting here,
break.
Sitting
so
here, like,
live update, Maddie.
I think it's going good. I think it's going good. That's my take. That's it.
Excellent. Ajax.
I hope it's going good.
Me too.
You guys have
good
questions. Yeah, you guys have good questions.
We'll see what the listeners say.
It's
listeners
fun.
Say.
I'm having fun.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm having so much fun.
Nick, do you have another long form? I went out of order.
No, it's fine. Let's get to the rapid fire. Here
rapid
we go.
Fire.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars, man.
Can I pick neither?
Yes.
Star Wars.
All right. Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Beatles.
The Beatles.
They were musicians.
Right. Or Beatles.
Musicians.
Early Beatles or late Beatles?
Late
Beatles.
Either one.
Early
over.
Beatles, they were just kind of stealing music.
Beatles when they first found out about like LSD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Middle Beatles.
Rubber Soul and On.
Yes, exactly. That is the correct answer.
Yeah, when they started like reversing tracks.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
I'm going to have to go with Ringer because he just can know how to write a drum part. He's like one of the greatest drummers. He just knows what to do. He can put it down and lay it down.
Very good. Bands? Good guy. George is chill. He kept it chill.
He was very chill.
Everybody's sticking to their instruments so far. Yeah. Maddie.
I like Paul McCartney because he looked the funniest.
He did look. He looked, Ringo looked
like little
the
mousy boy. No, he was like a little mousy boy, though.
He was a little mousy boy.
I'm Paul McCartney.
Two Pauls, George.
No, I'm going to say John Lennon. I take it back. Whoa. I'm going to say John Lennon.
Controversial.
Oh, yeah. That's why he's my favorite. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
Alex.
Your favorite just got shot.
Alex. Who do you think killed John F. Kennedy? The CIA, the mafia, the driver of the car, or Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oh, my God. The driver of the car?
Okay.
What?
You've never seen it?
It's the CIA.
The guy, like, pulls out a gun. He goes,
he was asking too many questions. CIA.
Maddie.
I honestly think it was Jackie Kennedy.
His wife.
I think it was his wife.
Wow. No.
I'm so serious. I think it was his wife. I'm so serious.
No way.
I do. I'm so serious.
Why would she start munching on a
tree?
No way.
Because, dude, she looked like she ate sheet metal. Of course she'd eat it. Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay, do you think that she pulled the trigger or do you think that she had it done?
I think she had it done. I think she had it done. I don't think she pulled the trigger, but there was something to do. I feel as if having an affair with somebody so taboo as Marilyn Monroe, and you're the president, and the CIA already doesn't like you.
Oh,
I feel like
the revenge arc.
I feel like maybe it all melded together. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
She had plenty of reasons to feel betrayed. Yeah. She if did. We believe she what did. We what we know about.
She just looks something about the way she looks.
Ajax.
What was the question?
Who do you think killed John F. Kennedy? The mafia? CIA?
Oh, CIA.
Okay, yeah.
CIA.
He was going to release the cause of autism, bro. They had to stop him.
All right, let's do some rapid fires. Let's just
rapid fire.
Keep it rapid fire. Here we go. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested. I want a mugshot.
Beat up.
Arrested. I want a mugshot.
Beat up. I've already. It's not that. It's pretty boring.
Rick, rapid fire.
The Cure or Susie and the Banshees?
Ooh. Oh.
The Cure.
All the way around.
I love this band.
Cure or the Beatles?
The Cure.
I think I'll have to go with the Beatles.
Rick, your people.
Oh, my favorite band.
Alex,
okay.
Now we know who the mole is.
They have good
music. Always know. We always know. That's.
You know, the Beatles are great, but what have they done for me lately?
Exactly. You know what? You're right. The Cure.
Thank you. New album is amazing.
That was a good way to put it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
Ozzy,
we got to see them like a year ago, too. It was fantastic.
Yeah, cool. Where was it at?
San Francisco.
Yeah, I was at that show. I was at that show.
It was amazing,
really? It was 2022, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I have the poster from it right here in my room. I'm looking
at it.
Oh,
my God. And, like, the full moon above it was so amazing.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Oh,
it was
my
so
God.
Fucking so incredible.
Wait, somebody said Ozzy or...
Ozzy or Dio.
Go.
Ozzy.
Would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
Oh, the vacuum of space.
Wrong.
Vacuum of space takes you out quicker.
No, it doesn't.
It actually doesn't. Isn't that sad?
Does it not? The pressure of space.
The pressure at the bottom
of
the ocean is so intense.
Oh, dude, you're
you
right.
Die in such a flash of a second.
Yeah.
In space, your blood would boil.
But that takes a moment.
Mm-hmm. In the bottom of the ocean, your blood would boil too.
I feel like the bottom of the ocean would be more like fun. You know what I mean?
Just
you can
compressed.
Like look around.
You expand.
You can like float. No. Space is just so.
You're
unknown.
Kind of in a vacuum either way, because you
yeah,
have
exactly.
Air in
but
you,
I mean,
in the bottom of the ocean, will just.
Ugh. But would you rather be eaten by fish or just float around forever?
I'd rather float. There's nothing to eat if you're at the bottom of the ocean. Like, are we talking
it'd
about Mariana
cool,
Trench?
It'd be cool to do.
That's
it'd be cool
think,
to do
yeah.
either one.
Well, like cool Mariana Trench,
yes.
Wouldn't you? Just
you're just
be, like,
happy to participate.
You'd just be crushed in an instant and like
yeah.
turned
well,
into
well,
red
yeah.
Fire
I feel like that's a. I feel like that's not an experience most humans will ever get ever.
Nope.
Either one.
Those ocean gate guys then.
Oh shit, the timer on the worst little quiz just went off.
Aww, the
and
quiz.
We gotta check the computer. Let's see if we can total it up.
Hit the button.
Well, she is the front
front lady of your band, so Maddie.
Did I win?
Just, you won.
Just edge out.
Well,
the rest of your band. You guys have all had like pretty even scores. You're a very balanced band for each other.
I think it was the Steak and Quaaludes that.
I think it really pushed it over. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
If you know where to get Quaaludes, that's why you win the. Remember who your friends are.
We'll talk after
this. Should we do another song?
Yeah, it sounds good. I'll get your prize while we listen to another song. What do you got for us?
Oh my God, there's
let's do Sanctity this time.
All I can think about is the prize.
Sanctity.
Just joking.
I think it's a shorter song,
yeah,
so we can see the prize after it.
Okay, yeah, I think Sanctity. Reverbs you guys use?
Space Echo.
Mm-hmm.
Space Echo.
Yeah. Is that made by?
It's Roland, isn't it?
I think it's Boss.
It's Boss.
Oh, Boss. Yeah. Fuck. Same thing.
Get like four of them.
Yeah, get like four of them.
And stack them, and then spring reverb from a Fender tube amp.
Cool.
Fuck. Very nice. Bad. Okay.
What shows you guys got coming up? How can people get a hold of you?
Actually, we have
one
on Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. It's still in the air, I think.
Still in the air.
I think we're just getting it checked and okayed, but we might be playing the hall in this weekend.
Hey,
on Saturday.
That's great.
Heck yeah.
Be playing with Mexican.
Love letters.
I went on PG because you said Holland.
Oh heck yeah!
All ages, y'all.
That's gonna be freaking sick.
Oh, yeah.
Who will you be playing with?
Mexican Slum Rats and Love Letter.
Cool.
They sound fun.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah. Cool. Mexican Slum Rats.
Maybe we should have them
cool.
on.
Yeah.
Send them our way. Say hey.
Yeah.
Throw a message out to those guys.
Yeah, they're really cool. Actually, yeah. The fucking
Mexican Slum Rats.
I'm excited.
If you were listening, we want you.
I got word of this, and I was like, guys.
Season 16.
If you can hear this, Mexican Slum Rats, we need you.
Yeah. Calling you. Sign up. Amazingly, I think we are booked for the rest of the season.
No shit.
And we booked our first show for next year. We're booking for January right now.
But Mexican Slum Rats, if you're listening, we're talking about musicians. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to cancel out, so don't worry.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And it's cold and flu season. There's no way that all
really
those shows are going to happen.
We might be able to squeeze you in.
Yep.
Let's see. So you got that show coming up. Anything farther out?
We're working on something for Halloween.
Yeah.
Working on like a little party thing.
Yeah, like a little. Yeah. Like we're talking
We just caught wind.
Yeah. yeah, it's kind of in the works right now.
We recorded our music, haven't like really booked anything necessarily.
Yeah, we've been, still kind of working on just like getting it all right, and kind of now we're at the point where we're focused on writing new music, and now that we've got our other stuff recorded, so trying to take more time with that, and also just life catches up to you, man.
Yeah.
Sure does.
A lot going on. It's like juggling cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Glitter Bats played with you in Datura, and next week's guest, Asthma Hazard.
Yes.
Asthma Hazard will be here next week, folks.
They were awesome.
They were so cool.
That was a fun show.
That was a really fun show. Everybody was so awesome that night, and everybody
We really enjoyed the glitter. Yeah, we really enjoyed Glitter Bats.
Yeah,
we got to do a show together. We're
trying to get like some more like. I don't know, because we're trying to get this house in October, so we're trying to maybe even set up like some weird like Halloween goth night thing, like
nice.
And totally Glitter Bats was like the first thing. Lots of goth. Came to mind. First band.
A lot of the bats listen to the show. So hey, shout out. Buds.
Hey, shout out. You guys are awesome.
Let's see. I got a show coming up Saturday too. It's the. I guess it's a kickoff to Punk Rocktober because it's on September 27th. And let's see who we got. We got No Assumption, Daywolf, Sad Giants, The Scattering, and One Ton Dooley.
Damn.
This is at Shoe Tree Brewing in Carson City off of Hot Springs Road. And it is brought to you by Empire 13 and Shoe Tree. So woo-hoo! You could go to that in Carson this Saturday. You could go to Holland and see these guys.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed that happens. You know.
Yeah. You can split yourself in half and come do to it both. That way.
That's actually what happens when you start your morning off with Quaaludes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Another point and on state. The Carson show is it's a day show, so it's from like 1 to 5. So if you guys play in the evening, then you can come to both.
I think it's like doors at 7 probably. Yeah. I mean.
Cool. Yeah, we'll be done at like 5, I think.
Oh, my God. So you could do both. You don't have to bi-locate like Padre Pio.
And you don't even have to take a Quaalude.
No. But if you got Quaaludes.
Quaaludes and cloves, dude.
Give the.
I'm so fired up right now.
Both of those things are gone. Like they're just gone. Cloves.
Yeah.
Give us a call at the Dogwater Studios.
Can you take clove powder and just like roll a joint with it?
That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking. I'm like, dude, if they can't just ban fucking cloves.
Yeah, you can just go to the store and buy cloves and roll your own.
That's a YouTube
video.
I'm
like, we're all craving this clove cigarette, and I'm like, I need to find the best clove cigarette. I know the best cigarette, in my opinion. So, just need to find the cloves.
Probably just in the baking aisle.
I don't know if I want those ones. You could probably order them. Probably find them.
Smoking clothes. If anyone knows the answer, let us know here at the studio, Dogwater Studio. And with that, we're gonna sign off for Patrick Starfish, for Dogwater Dick, for the Reverend Rory Dowd, Strice, Cadillac Kim, and everybody else. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and life is short, and I love you.
The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.